We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
With us this morning, the great Sean McDonough from ESPN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I kind of wore a ratty old Untuckit shirt because I thought I was getting my Greg Hill show gear today.
Yeah.
But apparently that got lost in all the hoopla. Oh.
Yeah. Well, Ken wouldn't sign off on it. Apparently, from a budget perspective, you've ruined us for the rest of the year.
Oh, I don't think so.
Paying
the generous support of Ketch's Law, you guys should be able to support a lot of merchandise.
Yes. I get it. So,
what nice people they are.
They're great people, Ketch's, and this segment is always brought to you by Ketch's.
Yes, it
and
is.
And we're glad to have you here.
Nice to see you. Maybe I can get some Brock.
I was going to say, you get you some Brock. As long as you wear it on ESPN, I'll drip you out.
Probably some recruiting violation in that.
No. You're just supporting the program.
I'm a big supporter.
Yeah. That's what I
when
like.
When do we start?
We start next Friday against Barnstable at home. Yep.
What's the enrollment of Brockton High? And what's the enrollment of Barnstable?
I know. Seems a bit of a mismatch.
My goodness.
Well, I mean, they're in the same. Brockton's probably
they're
somewhere
in the same league.
Yeah, they're somewhere between 35 and 4,000.
Who do you
kids.
Have week two? Dover
what's
Sherburne.
Barnstable, 35 people.
Yeah, I don't know what Barnstable's. And then the following week is Franklin. They have a.
You better win that one, or you're going to be on the hot seat right away.
Right away.
Listen, I am about helping and changing the lives of young men. So that's my goal.
The record, the record still counts down there. I hate to break it to you.
We want to. Hey, our
that's
goal
what
is
they
to,
say yeah. when they don't win. We have a great graduation rate. We've won a lot of community service awards.
Yep. You know, Wiggy never hurt. You don't want to replace the guy. You want to be the guy who replaces the guy.
You're the first non-Columbo, right?
I am.
Yes, he is. There's a lot of pressure.
Maybe they should adopt you just so that if it doesn't go well, you get the family.
Listen. I am half Italian, so I kind of, you know, I fit into that role. I am a Ferretra, so.
Well, you have played for a lot of great coaches, and one of the most underappreciated, in my opinion, is Jim Donnan.
All right,
who,
Jimmy D, yep.
Is a great pal, Marshall and Georgia.
Yeah.
And is in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yes, I played for a lot of good ones.
He was an ESPN guy for a while.
Yeah, good guy.
Great guy.
Here we are at Fenway hoping for a rainout.
Then maybe tomorrow we'll have enough people to pitch.
Maybe it's too soon. I mean, there's still a chance. But you had some interesting things to say over this
you
weekend.
Guys always try to get me in trouble.
It was perfect.
Like Alex Cora, you got me sideways with Alex Cora playing some harmless little soundbite I said about him a little while ago. Mookie thing got some attention.
Yeah, but I don't think no one could have stated it better than you did. I mean, I think
I'm not usually eloquent, especially in the moment like that. But for some reason, that just
it
came
was
out.
Awesome.
But, it was it was troublesome when they traded him. It's been kind of aggravating ever since. But then when you see him again, like we did for three games this past weekend, and you're reminded of what a great player he is in every facet of the game, what a great guy he is, how hard he plays. As I said, plays with a smile on his face. You don't trade those people.
Do you believe him when he says that he wanted to do his entire career in Boston?
I do.
Yeah.
And he kind of threw it back. I believe his comment was something, why don't you go ask Haim if that's true or not? And I haven't heard the rebuttal to that yet. So
tomorrow for an office report.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be a good question to start out with.
Yeah.
And if it's not true, whatever the truth is, how about some specifics? We were willing to offer him X, and he wanted Y, and we knew it was never going to work, and what's the harm in that?
But isn't it ambiguous because people don't want – if it's ambiguous, the answer is usually not flattering for the person that's making it less clear. And that's the way it was for me with the Patriots and Brady's exit. They make it ambiguous because they don't just want to say that they were done with the guy. And with the Red Sox and Mookie, you could easily say with Xander, we kind of know – The Red Sox were around 160. The Padres blew them out of the water, and they gave him 250, whatever. With the Mookie situation, we don't know because they don't really want the...
Well, I was just talking to Sean from Catches, who you just had on before me, and he was saying, you know, when you're negotiating deals, if you really don't want to get it done, to your point, well, it's kind of murky. Well, what was the last offer? Was there really a last offer?
Yeah.
So $300 million, but
that's what we heard. And see, I think I had said this after you said it. A lot of people, I would resign Mookie, but there were a lot of people at the time going, well, do you really want to give this guy 360, 370 million?
It was the length of the deal.
Over 12 years, because they were like, well, he's got a breakdown, similar to McCutcheon's. And
okay, but you can't say that.
I'm just telling you what people around here were saying. I love how when you now talk about it, people are always like, put this thing in reverse.
They had this franchise had done those deals all the time. They're still paying Manny Ramirez. So that's not an excuse for me.
There were people, a lot of baseball talking heads that said, you're going to give a guy that much money and in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. I would say to those people, did you watch him play?
Sean, I understand I would have did it, but there are people that are going to say, now you're going to be on the hook for, you know, $40 million a year for 6 or 7 years because – His frame isn't big enough.
That's one night worth of Trulies at a Morgan Wallen concert.
Yeah. Right. We got it covered. Right. You also seemed a little taken aback when Pedro told you that Bayo has better stuff than he does.
Yeah. Pedro's the best pitcher I've ever seen. And I wasn't just saying that because he was sitting there. You know, he really is. So I hope it happens, right? It'd be great for the Red Sox if he becomes that, but he's not going to become that.
Pedro was good.
I think he could be really, really good, but I don't know if he's going to be Hall of Fame great.
Well, you've been a part of this event forever.
Mm-hmm. Proudly so. What a great thing.
What's it mean to you?
I mean, there's nothing more important, obviously, at WEEI and Nesson than this, right? Means a lot, as we've heard many people say the last 2 days and over the years of this. All of us have been impacted by this, and I woke up this morning thinking about Jerry Remy. So it hits home, close to home. In honor of Jerry, you know, I said last year during this when I made a donation, you want to do a little more every year so that we can continue to advance the ball forward. So the McDonoughs are going to donate $12,500.
Oh my gosh. Hell of a job, Mike.
In memory of Jerry. Yeah. So we miss him every day. Yeah. And, so I hope everybody, I know so many people donate year after year, but if you can do just a little bit more than you did last year and in the past, this will be an even greater success than it already is.
Well, thank you for that.
And oh, my pleasure.
Thanks for helping us out.
As you know, that's only one appearance on your show.
A lot of questions about Ken waiting out there to park your vehicle this morning.
Yeah, I don't know why he did that. There was a garage right across the street.
Very nice of him.
I know these TV people are supposedly high maintenance, but they're not that high maintenance.
Did he have an umbrella, at least?
If I knew he was doing that, I would have told him to look around the corner to see if there was a ticket on the front of my truck.
I'd like to say two other quick things. God bless all these people here, the volunteers are here with a smile on their face. And Rob and Karen Hale. You know, just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you have to give it away. And they do it remarkably, not just for this cause. They're amazing people, and God bless them for what they're doing to help this.
They are.
Sean McDonough, you're the best. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Great to be here.
Great to see you.
The bag of swag is on the way out. Just one of these.
What?
You guys look like professional golfers with these logos
all
over the place.
We can get you a shirt. Yeah. We can absolutely get you a shirt. Right. There's no problem.
Good.
Hopefully, I was
Sean McDonough. He's like a Hall of Famer in 16 places.
I was trying to buy the guy dinner the other night, but he wouldn't accept it.
You were social climbing up. He had a certain well-known former Red Sox catcher.
Mirabelli.
All right.
Now, who do you think should buy dinner?
And LB was with you, I believe.
Who do you think should buy dinner, me or Veritek?
You.
No, he has way more money than I do.
But who's making more at the
current
moment?
Well, but you, I think your earnings potential going forward, as long as these people continue to help carry you, is
better.
Is significant, yeah.
All right.
He's a coach for the Red Sox now.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you're a You're a multimedia phenom.
I don't like to talk about these things publicly, but he didn't buy. So whatever. No.
He's Marconi winner too.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, I did Marconi. Yeah. Actually, Curtis.
Is that a new development? Thanks.
Curtis won the Marconi. That was a year.
That was a year ago. He always talks about it every day.
Now, have you had your audience with Tom Brady yet?
No, a week from Sunday. Very excited. Any tips?
I heard you talk about it a few weeks ago. Yeah, and you were clearly very excited.
I mean, he's a great guy.
Have you met him before?
Just on the phone.
He's a great guy.
Really, I told him,
I'm sorry, I probably took us over the time, didn't I?
I told him, start off with a hug and a joke.
Yeah. Okay, I'll work on one.
I think you go sentimental route.
Going right in for the hug might be a little aggressive early, I think.
That's all right. That's all right.
I'll probably collapse before I see him. I fainted twice before childbirth.
So. Shows your dedication when you go in with a hug.
Yeah.
Shows it.
All right, well, Wiggy, you're probably trying to make me look like an ass. So.
No, I'm serious.
You know, I kind of go in like with the half handshake, half hug, and then see what he...
Right. Well, by my nature, I'm awkward, so I don't know how not to be awkward.
Should he go standard handshake, or would you do like the bro?
I hate that thing. I don't even get it.
The bro thing?
I think when you go for the unorthodox,
because then you can pull in. Like, if you go bro hug, you can start to pull in, and then if you get some willingness, then you can go full hug.
Curtis doing a bro hug seems like it is a recipe for disaster.
Do that.
Take out the bro.
Yes. The nerves will be. Yeah.
He goes strong, strong white guy. Hey, Tommy.
A firm handshake.
Firm handshake.
So you're not this Saturday. You're a week from Saturday?
I'm a week from Friday.
Friday.
Yeah,
Friday.
This Saturday is UMass Auburn.
Well, I'll be a week. I'll be in Raleigh. Oh, by the way, North Carolina, South Carolina, 7:30 ABC.
That's awesome game, week one.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Drake
then
May.
We have Notre Dame, NC State the following week. But maybe we can get some film.
Yeah,
And I think we should
show a little film
two Wednesdays. Have a couple of hard-hitting questions.
All right. Oh, okay. Play calling. I thought you were going to show some Wiggy
with
film.
Barnstable shows him a couple of exotic defenses.
And I'm not like Bill. I'll get straight to the point. More like Rex Ryan.
I'll get straight to the point. Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes,
I'm not going to answer that.
No.
That's not a good question.
All right.
It's pretty straight to the point.
Sean McDonough, what? We're like,
maybe
we're way over time.
No. But this is more important. Greg Hill drop, North Carolina.
It would be
South
nice
Carolina.
If you certainly.
Oh,
yes.
It would be nice if you mentioned.
I do owe you one.
Yeah, throw it out there during the
and
game.
And that's a big game, too.
For the huge Boston audience of North Carolina.
That's a big college football game, too. Right. So
I agree.
Sean, just being on the show is enough for me. So
great to see y'all.
Talk to you next week. Thanks for being
here. Great work.
We'll be right back. One final guest. Just heard about one final guest who wants to donate, so we'll get to that individual coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.